I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. It was Trump surrogates getting the headlines last night after some pretty unsavory words, especially on part of a comedian during Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden. Marla Diamond with more.
Governor Hochul said she was speaking up for the 1 million Puerto Ricans she represents in New York.
I am disgusted by that characterization. Donald Trump himself also called America a garbage dump. I'm speechless.
Hochul called the remarks shocking, even by today's standards.
What are you talking about? You talk about my grandparents who came here seeking a better life? They're garbage? Your grandparents?
The migrant issue has factored heavily in New York's congressional and state races, and the former president used it to amplify voters' concerns about crime and the economy. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Flatbush, Brooklyn.
The comedian, by the way, Hinchcliffe, I think is his name, says that it was all a joke and everybody needs to calm down about it, etc. So we'll see. Both parties, meantime, also reminding voters about the down ballots, the congressional races, which could determine the power in Washington.
Seven competitive House seats are up for grabs in New York, and the outcome could shift the power of Congress. Larry Levy, the executive dean at Hofstra University's National Center of Suburban Studies, says this year control of Congress may run through New York, especially in places like Long Island.
If Kamala Harris does better than Joe Biden did in 2020, she's going to bring in some of these competitive districts. If Donald Trump manages to get back to his 2016 numbers, and there was a fall off in the competitive suburban districts in 2020, then the Republicans have a chance of retaining most of the seats that they won in 2022.
New York has more House seats in play than any other state besides California, making voter turnout a crucial factor. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest on the campaign trail and the walk up to November 5th. Attorney General Tish James says not to worry. The elections here will be safe from all shenanigans. And Governor Hochul at a news conference echoing safety, not only on election day, but beyond.
New York stands ready to manage any election-related protests, demonstrations, or whatever, in the hours and days following November 5th.
There are no immediate threats going into Election Day. Stay with 1010 Winds for your updates. Well, the Upper West Side has been selected as the first neighborhood to receive a street makeover as part of the city's new Smart Curbs program. DOT crews will soon install new loading zones, bike racks, what else we got? Pedestrian plazas on several streets west of Columbus Avenue. The goal of the program is to increase safety. It will soon be expanded to other boroughs. A Manhattan woman, meantime, indicted on hate crime charges for pepper spraying an Uber driver in an anti-Muslim attack on the Upper East Side. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Jennifer Goldbolt sprayed the 45-year-old driver in the face last July when he started praying in Arabic. He then stopped the car near East 65th Street and Lexington Avenue and called police. Gilbo was arrested there at the scene. The driver suffered burns, redness, and pain to his face. Well, there are growing calls now to increase safety agents at public schools in the city to combat a rise in the number of students bringing in guns.
The city is on pace to see far more guns brought to school this year than in the past 2 years. Part of the issue involves school safety agents. Greg Floyd runs their union.
There's a shortage of about 1,500 school safety agents.
He also wants more metal detectors.
Non-intrusive metal detectors that could be tweaked up to catch knives and guns, that could be tweaked down so that you don't detect wallets.
This isn't only about law enforcement. It's about mental health. Martine Urbach is a school restorative justice coordinator.
I'm trying to develop close relationships with students to find out, like, hey, like, what is going on at home? How are you in the neighborhood? What kind of issues are you confronting?
He says some kids bring weapons to school to feel safe. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
83 schools in the city currently have scanners working full time.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.